The Safety Oversight Committee of the South Sudan Civil Aviation Authority recommended the immediate revocation of air operation permits for Antonov 24, Antonov 26, Antonov 28 and Antonov 30 Hawkers, HS-748 and LET 410 UVP. It grants an exception for United Nations flights using Antonovs. The planes are to leave this week. But Kat Monjok, Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director of Optimum Aviation, says his company owns one Antonov 28 that he thinks was wrongly ordered to leave South Sudan. Monjok, who is also the Acting Secretary General for Information at the South Sudan Airline Operations Association, says there has been no record of any accident involving Antonov 28 in South Sudan because it is one of the newest Antonovs. Monjok says the South Sudan Airline Operators Association hopes to persuade the Civil Aviation Authority to let all the Antonovs stay in service.
We are still negotiating with the government. On our best and amicably, we can solve and resolve this particular matter. Because, you understand the dynamic of our country, the status that our country is in. Reason being, you know that 80% or 85% of our population outside Juba are not accessible by roads. These areas can only be accessed by air transportation, and that one put it as a fact that we cannot do away with air transportation or Antonovs as mean of transportation.
Monjok says the government should understand that the companies use Antonov aircraft for cargo and they rarely carry passengers. He says if the government bans all Antonov aircraft, it will jeopardize the economy and affect the lives of people in 9 states that rely on air transportation for cargo. Monjok says the majority of the airstrips in South Sudan don't accommodate more modern aircraft because they don't have enough space and good runways.
These are the most durable and the most aircraft that are designed with this particular type of setup or environment that we have in South Sudan, because they go anywhere. They could land in a short runway. They go to places like Walgad, Matot, Azo, like Maridi, Kwajok, places like Rang, Ida, Akobo, all these places within South Sudan, and no any other modern aircraft can go to those places. So if we do away with we said we are stopping the Antonov, all these places outside Juba, they are going to be seriously affected.
Monjok says in the aviation industry, the age of the craft does not matter. He says internationally, only about 20% of crashes are due to a mechanical issue and the rest are due to human error, weather or even radar systems. He says rather than ban Antonov aircrafts due to maintenance records, the government should set up a service center in the country where it can regulate the maintenance of aircraft. Subek David Dada, CEO of South Sudan Civil Aviation Authority, says the airlines have tried to negotiate with the authority, but he says they will not allow to keep the Antonovs now because the country has lost several lives in the Antonov crashes.
Now, they want a hangar to be done so that their aircraft are not sent out for maintenance and service. This hangar, how long will it take to build and equip it to the standard that is required so that their aircraft are taken there for service and maintenance? So it means that during this time, they want to continue operation, which at the same time endangering our safety of our citizens. We cannot tolerate that. We cannot wait. It is better they go and maintain this aircraft somewhere, service them.
Dada says he cannot confirm if the Antonovs will be allowed to return if they go outside South Sudan for service, but he says operators can reapply for permits if they can show the Antonovs are safe. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.